emotional and physical abuse, which he said amounted to human depravity. The charges include torture, abuse, false imprisonment. The father is also accused of sexually assaulting one of his young daughters. And there have been a lot more details coming out, too, about the state of these children and adults, seven of them are adults, when they were found.
James, thank you. Well, the siblings, aged between 2 and 29, lack basic knowledge of life. They don't know what a police officer is. Little's known about their education. Some of the children are able to read and write. Mr. Turpin registered a private school in their California home known as Sandcastle Day School. And this has raised questions about the ease with which the family were able to take their children out of mainstream education. Hanna Ettinger is a volunteer advisor with the Coalition for Responsible Home Education in America. Joins us now. Hello, welcome to the programme.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
It sounds, if this school, as we can call it, is anything to go by, there is a complete lack of regulation at the moment.
Well, it really tends to vary state by state. There's no federal law in the United States regarding how homeschooling is regulated. And in states like California, the California state loophole for homeschooling is there's no definition for how many students are required to make up a private school. And so most homeschoolers in California will just register themselves as an independent private school and homeschool through that legal loophole. And many states have similar situations. In Virginia, for example,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry, go on, you carry on, sorry.
I was homeschooled in both California and Virginia, by the way. I was homeschooled from kindergarten through college, until I left for college. Mm. And in Virginia, you can register with the state and report your test scores, and you're accountable. But you can also register as religiously exempt from educational mandates. So you say, I'm homeschooling for religious reasons, and then they never check up on you. There's no oversight.
Well, from what I can gather, the Turpin School was deemed non-religious. But that's where I want to ask about oversight, because presumably there is a bit of oversight when the school is established. Presumably their bona fides are checked. But are we saying there is no administration from the state after that? There is no visit, there is no assessment? Well, certainly in the case of the Turpins, absolutely nothing at all.
Yeah, it varies by state to state, as I said. And some states there is follow-up oversight, and in some states there just isn't. So situations like this are actually not uncommon. We've been tracking these issues for the last 5 years. And growing up in the homeschool community myself, I've certainly seen and heard of stories like this before. And this is not new. This is not going to be the last. This is not the first.
Finally, Hanna, we're running out of time. But do you think the prospect of any kind of federal legislation is far away?
I think that because there is a group that has been doing lobbying for homeschool deregulation for the last 20 years, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, they push for deregulation and they push for parental rights is the term that they use. And so any sort of federal regulation is going to be difficult to get because they've been on the ground with these issues for longer than we have. But homeschool alumni are working to do, we're advocating for policy changes and reforms.
All right, Hanna, we've got to leave it there. Thank you, Hanna Ettinger there, who works with the Coalition for Responsible Home Education in America. It's 17 minutes past six.